I think everybody is seeking just a little bit of sunshine these days. This is a time of year that most people in our area go, I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to the Caribbean. I'm going someplace warm. Pauline Frommer is with us. Pauline, as in the Frommer Travel Guides, are you part of that family?
Yes, yes. It was founded by my dad, and he and I are co-presidents now. It's a American family business, absolutely.
And how many Frommer Travel Guides have been published?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've sold 75 million of them over the decades. We've got about 130 to places all over the world. And the reason they're still relevant is our books are written by local journalists. So you're getting advice from locals who have visited every single hotel and every single restaurant and all the attractions and the places that you're going, and they're going to tell you what's worth your time and what isn't. You know, unlike going online where you're often taking advice from somebody who, you know, stayed in one hotel and didn't know that right down the road there was a better, cheaper one.
Right, right. That's why everyone has turned to the Frommer Guides. And you're going to be speaking at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show?
Yeah, next weekend, the 13th and the 14th. It should be a good time. I'm speaking there. If you love that TV show, Gotta Feed Phil, he's one of the speakers, Phil Rosenthal, and my esteemed, Steve, also a big name in travel guides, he will be speaking. And the thing about all of us is our only clients are the public. We don't, nobody pays to be in a Frommer's guide or a Rick Steves guide. So we hang out before and after we speak and we'll answer all your travel questions.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. At this point, we all want to get out of here. We want a little sunshine. So the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Florida, but when I was reading your notes, you say if you want the best price, you need to book 3 months out.
Well, actually, 3 months out for resort stays. There was a recent study showing that that was the sweet spot. That's when you get the best prices on resorts. If you're going to a city, though, that same study found that you want to book the week of travel, that's when people got the lowest prices. Now, that's hotels. For airfares, if you're traveling domestically, there was a study of billions of data points. You can do that now with computers and AI. And they found that people who booked 6 weeks out paid the least for domestic flights and 2 months out for international ones.
Interesting. And what website would you suggest to find the lowest prices?
Well, we just did an article on this on Frommers.com, actually. We have a researcher named Reed Bramblett. Poor guy spent the last month just doing airfare searches, and he found a fairly obscure website had the lowest prices most consistently. It's called Momondo.com, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. And it also has a lot of great filters. So it will show you, for example, the lowest prices each day of a full month to fly on the route you want to fly. So a very, very helpful site. Interestingly, Google Flights came in last in our survey. They were the fastest, and they have lots of bells and whistles, but they don't find the lowest price consistently enough.
Mm. Pauline Frommer, travel expert Frommer. I'm coming off of COVID, so I feel like I've been coughing all day today. But she's going to be at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show. Talk to me about joining clubs or travel clubs. Or sometimes I get emails from Travel Zoo, and then they excluded me because they want a payment associated with that or a membership. Is that worth our while?
You know, some travel clubs are total scams. I'm not saying Travel Zoo is. Travel Zoo, basically, the companies that are sending you those deals, they're paying Travel Zoo to advertise them to you. And sometimes they can be very good deals, and sometimes they're things that aren't selling for a reason. There are hotel clubs that, if you travel a lot, can actually save you a lot of money. There was one started by Travel and Leisure magazine. A lot of them are associated with professional organizations, like if you're a nurse or a welder or a lawyer, your professional organization may have a travel club, and it may have very good rates for the simple reason that you can't Google those rates. Basically, every hotel on the planet has contractual obligations not to discount too much more steeply than they give the price to Expedia or Orbitz or Travelocity. But if a hotel is empty, somebody's losing money, so sometimes they need to discount really deeply, and they're doing it with these clubs.
Sometimes I notice that when I book on Expedia or Booking.com or Travelocity, that the price that I'm looking at is greatly increased when I go to checkout because they don't include the urban resort fee or the taxes or any other associated fees.
Yeah, no, that is one of the biggest scams in travel. These resort fees are a way for hotels to dodge taxes, because they pay a different tax on fees than they do on your nightly rate. California has been looking into getting rid of resort fees, and I'm hoping other states will follow, because I think it's deceptive and shouldn't be allowed.
Absolutely. Okay, Pauline, before we let you go, where are some great places that we should visit this year?
Oh, my goodness. We just put up on Fromers.com the best places to go in 2024. There are 15 of them, and they range from the Cook Islands, because the Cook Islands, for the first time in 30 years, it's going to be possible to get there directly from the United States. There's going to be direct flights, and the Cooks are like Hawaii was 100 years ago. So this pristine Pacific paradise, we're recommending that. We're recommending Craters of the Moon National Park in Idaho, which is going to be turning 100 this year and has a really apt name. This is a place that really looks like the moon, so much so that in 1969, NASA trained the Apollo 14 astronauts there. And this year, there's going to be all kinds of special events. And Idaho is always very affordable. So if you want to do a great family vacation, that's one of the places we're recommending.
So lovely to talk to you. Thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Thank you.
Pauline Frommer, the travel expert who will be at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show next weekend speaking and answering your questions. Hey, Sunday is the day. A 30% increase in the usage and the sign up on dating apps. Yep, maybe that's you. Stick with us. We'll tell you how to stay safe. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.